It's the Seventh Symphony of Mahler. I don't think it needs any more title than that. It's going to be on, what's the date? Friday the 18th of May. And it's I am unaware of a performance of the Seventh Symphony of Mahler taking place in the state of Delaware ever. And I could be wrong. I am certain that there has been no performance of that symphony by the Delaware Symphony. So at the very least, it's a Delaware Symphony premiere. I think it's probably a state of Delaware premiere, which is kind of amazing considering the piece was written 100-plus years ago.
Is this a big deal for the Delaware Symphony Orchestra?
Is it a big deal? I think playing Mahler is always a big deal, no matter what the symphony. I think the Seventh is not the biggest symphony in terms of numbers of people needed. You know, I mean, the Eighth Symphony is called a Symphony of 1,000, and that's because you need so many people to do it. And the Third Symphony requires enormous forces, as does the Second. So, you know, the Seventh doesn't have the most troops on stage, but I think it's in a way, it's the least performed of the nine Mahler symphonies. And I think for that reason, it is kind of a big deal because it's a kind of a rare treasure to hear live.
Give me some background about Gustav Mahler.
He was an Austrian composer who was, during his lifetime, he composed a lot, and he was known as somebody who composed, but he was really primarily known as a conductor. I mean, he was a tremendously successful conductor, and an opera conductor at that. Yes, he conducted symphonies, conducted New York Philharmonic, but he was really most at home in the opera house. And I think that's an important feature of his music, of the symphonies that he wrote, that they are in so many ways kind of informed by the kind of dramatic narrative sweep of the opera house, right? It's not something we necessarily associate with symphonic literature, which has, of course, it has its dramatic sweep, but it's especially in the kind of Austrian and German tradition, people like, say, Haydn or Beethoven, it's a more formalized one. And I think that with Mahler, he's really looking to the opera house, to the sort of storytelling of the opera house to inform the way his symphonies unfold.
David, on the night of the show, Friday, May the 18th, you'll also be giving your customary pre-concert talk from the stage to introduce the program. Do you always do this?
The answer is I always do a pre-concert talk. So the show time's at 7:30, but an hour before that, I'll walk on stage and talk for 25 minutes, half an hour.